This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
Lineup's really fast with Bragg at center and Vic. Yeah, the two reserves in. Super fast lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we got a pretty fast lineup regardless. So even when Landon's at the five, you know, I think he's not going to lead the break very often. But I thought both teams looked fast today. I thought both teams looked athletic.
Bill, you guys obviously have dominated this conference, but did you think that you could possibly win by this big of a margin?
No. I thought this year would be as tough a year as we've had to try to win the league, and it was. You know, fortunately, we've won several games, just like this game that came down to the last couple of minutes, and the guys have been pretty good finishers. But that's the biggest difference in it being anyone's league race or us win the league by a few games is the fact that our guys have finished the games for the most part pretty well. Like today, they finished the game pretty well, and they're pretty confident in late game situations.
So much of that is Frank. It seems like he just made play after play, whether it's a big bucket or finding someone.
I thought I don't know who made the pass to Josh. Was that Frank? I thought that was probably the biggest shot of the game because I think they cut it to. Did they maybe tie it and then they went up three or cut it to two and have got it back to five? I don't remember, but I thought that was a big. I thought Josh played really well.
Was this the first option that baseball passed to Vic? Was that the first option out of that play?
On what play?
Toward the end, the baseline.
No. LeGerald didn't do what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to go to the other side and clear the side for Frank. But fortunately for us, he didn't listen very good. So we're good at that too. But it was a good play by Josh, and then good finish by LeGerald.
Obviously, there's a free throw benefit of having him take the ball out, but also his passing just make it that much easier for you when you have something like that in them.
He's a good passer. He's probably our best passer on our team, and he's got great vision. So he's good at that.
Jayhawks shooting 49% from field, 41% from three-point line, 66% from the free throw line. Is that a concern going into the postseason?
Yeah, of course. I wish we shot free throws like Oklahoma State. You know, they're shooting 78 for the year, and we're not close to that, but I know free throw shooting is a big part of the game, but it's not something I haven't made a big deal out about it all year long, and I'm not going to. And I believe we'll make them when we need to. Everybody's got a lot of concerns going in the postseason, but we know that's one of them. But just because you shoot 80% from the line doesn't mean the next game you're going to shoot 80%. So I never get too hung up on that, but I also know how important it is, and certainly to win close games, you got to make them.
You won the league by four games. How much tougher a grind was it than if you just looked at the standings?
Oh yeah. That's what I was trying to refer to. We could have lost the league and still not played poorly. I mean, because we won several close games, but yeah, it was a grind. We got tested every game, and certainly I thought for the most part we played pretty good in late game situations, but it was a grind. I mean, it's like one of those games you win by eight, but you got a 1-point lead with 15 seconds left, and they miss an uncontested shot, and you get the rebound, and they foul a couple of times, and all of a sudden one becomes eight, because it wasn't an 8-point game. But that's what I kind of feel about the league race. It wasn't a 4-game league race either.
What do you think Frank is going to rank all time Big 12 players? I mean, first player to average 20 and 5 assists.
Oh, I don't know. You know, you're getting in a whole different category when you got T.J. Ford and LaMarcus Aldridge and Kurt and Nick and Kevin Blake and Beasley, and I mean, you're getting in a whole different deal. But I don't know that other than maybe Griffin and Beasley and obviously Kevin, I don't know if anybody's had a better year than what Frank's had.
What do you think about what Brad's been able to do in his first year here, especially starting 0-6 in Big 12?
Yeah, he's a good coach. He's a good coach, and their players play with confidence, and you know, he's adjusted a little bit how he plays. I think that's been a really smart move on his part. But you guys know he's a good dude, and he fits his place well, at least from the outside looking in, and he'll do very well here.
Bill, I mean, you still have relationships and connections here. Do you feel like maybe the Oklahoma State people are at peace
the leadership and the direction of the program for the first time in a while?
Well, I don't talk to people like that very often, but I will say this. The people that I've talked to are very excited in the direction and him being here. I don't have relationships where people call, and I haven't had anybody tell me they're at peace. But I have had people tell me that everybody's really happy with the direction that the program's going.
They shot 36 threes. That's a season high for them. Is that a good recipe for you guys?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I actually thought we defended the three pretty good today. I thought a couple Carroll made and a couple Phil made were ridiculous. But I don't know that that's a good recipe for us. You know, when you can play Hammonds at the four and stretch it like that, you know, 12 of 36 is equivalent to shooting 50% from two. So I don't think it was a bad play. Maybe it's just that's what the defense gave them today. But one thing about it, you shoot a lot of free threes, usually don't shoot as many free throws, and they're such a good free throw shooting team.
You guys have had some trouble here in the past. Did you even address that coming into the game?
Well, Landon and Frank and Tyler. Well, Frank hadn't won here. He's 0-4, and Landon and Tyler, and the Deer made a shot to win their freshman year, and so we haven't played very well down here at all. So it was nice to come down here and play better.
Coach, you said you shared a nice moment with Eddie Sutton after the game. Can you talk just briefly about him and what he meant to you in your career?
Well, I've had a chance to coach for three Hall of Fame coaches, in my opinion, and nobody did it better than what Coach Sutton did as far as tying everything together, family atmosphere, recruiting, being a representative and ambassador for the school, and then also being a great coach and getting the most out of his players. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and hopefully someday he will be, but... It's obviously sad to see, you know, his health has failed him some in the last couple of years, but it was great to see him be here. And I know he loves Oklahoma State, so it was good to see him here. But he means he's done a lot for myself and my career, but he's done a lot for a lot of people, including a ton of players. And I know everybody really respects everything he's done for them.
So what do you think it'll take to get him in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. That situation is, I've talked to people about it, and certainly I hope it can happen. It looks like to me that there's more of a thought of college coaches being accepted into it, whereas I don't think that was the same way 10 years ago. So, you know, hopefully over time, you know, he'll be a guy that was able to get in because he deserves to be in. But the thing about it is with that, and I know that would be a great honor for him and his family, but to anybody that's ever worked for him or anybody that's ever played for him or anybody that's ever gotten to know him or a coach that's coached against him, you don't have to be in a Hall of Fame to know that he's a Hall of Fame coach. So I think the people that have come in contact with him know that. And of course, it'd be a nice honor, but certainly everybody knows it that's had any contact with him.
Do you enjoy coming to OSU, or is there something that you wish you didn't have to do? How are you in that scenario to come back every year?
No, I used to be emotional, but I'm not emotional anymore. So I've been gone a long time. So I don't know how long. What's it been, 24? Yeah, 24 years. But I still see some of the same places. So, you know, driving around town that I saw 20, a lot of new buildings, but a lot of some of the same old places. But it's not. I actually enjoy it. I actually enjoy it, and had a chance to catch up with a couple of people I haven't seen for a long time, Jeff McMillan and some others. So it's been a good trip.
All right, Coach.
Thank